This Week in Waukesha, coming to you live. This is former Alderman Don Brown coming to you from the newly christened official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, just around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. And we are back with Athletic Director Dan Schreier. And the song you just heard was Classical Gas by Mason Williams. And the reason I played that as a tribute to Frankie Falco and tonight's wrestling benefit in honor of Tyler Pudliner and his mom, Katie. Growing up in Western New York, we used to watch Maple Leaf Wrestling, and Classical Gas was the title track, and we still get charged up when we hear that song, because then while the song's playing, there's a whole bunch of, you know, highlights, you know, guys getting slammed and thrown over the ropes and all the fun things. And so anyway, a lot of great memories. But now back to sports at Waukesha South with Dan Schreier. So we were just finishing the conversation about again, you having a very, you know, burdensome task of hiring a new varsity football coach, and
right,
looks like we've been successful with that with Darnell Wilt. And how's everything going there on the football end?
It's good. I mean, this is an interesting time. You know, he's trying to get the kids in the weight room, get involved in track and basketball, and this transition time is really important as they, you know, springboard into the summer, which, you know, our kids have to be active, they have to be involved, they have to be working hard in order to make sure that the fall is meaningful and that they're ready to go. We've got a couple of really key returning pieces coming back next year. Our quarterback, we're really excited about. Tack Tadioka. But a number of other pieces that really help contribute to the team the last couple of years and hopefully put us in a good place to compete in the incredibly tough and always challenging Classic 8.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, yeah, and, you know, because of your efforts, Dan, and, of course, Coach Richard, Rick, I get to wear a shirt that says Classic 8 Champions.
Heck
for
yeah. Basketball.
And so football is on the right track, and, of course, we know that basketball is an amazing turnaround by
yep. Coach
Richter and his young men. And the timing, we were talking during the break, the timing could not have been better with COVID and people now being able to come back and watch basketball in person.
Absolutely.
Well, and then also, too, in the aftermath of the Christmas Parade tragedy, you know, is it fair to say that that was a motivator for our young men and when they were out there competing?
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, you speak to the challenges of hiring a football coach in April, but our school and our community has faced a number of incredibly tough challenges throughout the summer, in the fall, the Christmas Parade, just a tragedy with a huge impact at our school and with our families. And, you know, we didn't have fans in the stands last year for basketball games, and we didn't have fans in the stands for football games. And the boys basketball team, the coaches, I don't know if they knew how big of a undertaking they had, but they created just an awesome culture in our school and at games. And there were sellouts throughout the season. The Arrowhead game at home where they clinched the conference championship was a Tuesday night, and the building was packed.
Yeah, that was great.
Alumni were there. The cheer team performed, and they did a great job. The dance team, which took seventh at state, did a phenomenal job. And just to create a positivity and an energy with our community, I think, was really powerful. And it was just fun, right? Yeah. Those games were awesome. They were a blast to be at.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the dance team, because my daughter Jordan was a senior on that team. She'd been with the team as a freshman. But what really inspired her and the rest of the young ladies was right before state competition, there was a live video message from Coach Richter.
Right.
Encouraging them and wishing them well. And did you have something to do with that?
So I heard about it was like a hype video, correct?
Right.
So I heard about the hype video, and I think that's a really cool part about South too, that the programs support each other and they want to help each other out. And, you know, Bo, you know, obviously cares a ton about the basketball program, but he also cares about the dance kids that he has in class and that he works with, that he's worked with over the years, and the cheerleaders who have, you know, won 3 straight state titles and that he's working with in the classroom. But then when the dance team went to sectionals, when the basketball team went to sectionals, I approached some of the dance kids to do a hype video for Coach Richter. So they put together a really cool hype video.
Sure.
And, you know, the kids are great. And as much as you know, Bo is celebrating those basketball wins. I know that was a really special moment for him too.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah. It really was incredible to be a part of it as a parent and as a fan. And you touched on something earlier too, that one of your goals is to really develop the youth sports programs, mm-hmm. that are under the Black Shirt umbrella or brand, if you will. And that's one of my observations as someone who grew up in another world where $25 got you on a little league team and all you needed to pay for was a glove and cleats. And another $25 got you into the local rec program where you got to play every day in the summer, Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 12, which is where the real training went on, in my opinion. Now it's like $50 might be enough to afford a pair of socks.
Correct.
In today's world and with these clubs and these, you know, kind of what's come, you know, the country clubbing of baseball and youth mm-hmm. sports. And, you know, what can you do as athletic director? What could the South program do to help make youth sports more accessible and affordable for our kids?
It's a huge challenge. I mean, I wish I had a simple answer to that.
No, there's not a simple answer. Yeah,
that, you know, a lot of sports are becoming privatized at the youth levels, and you're paying to travel to Iowa and Illinois to play big tournaments on the weekends. I do think there are opportunities for camps and park and rec systems that can still be affordable and can set up kids to be prepared to compete at the high school level right when they enter as freshmen, but it's not always easy to do. So, you know, it's a task that, to be honest, is often given to our head coaches. Our head coaches, you know, if you look at, you know, we've been speaking of basketball. If you look at what our basketball guys do on Sundays throughout the winter, they're running huge basketball tournaments every Sunday, and our varsity coaches are often in charge of leading those. Or helping to lead those. So, you know, I think they have to be creative in terms of how they can find ways to give youth opportunities to play. And then we also are looking for contributors at the middle school levels or through our youth leagues that can provide camps and different things to help give students experience, but also teach them or prepare them to compete at the Classic Eight.
Sounds great. That's terrific. So, yeah, you know, you mentioned the travel and the tournaments. I wanted to take this quick opportunity. We were actually going to have Jeff Rogers on the show. He's the president of the board of directors for the Waukesha Blazers baseball mm-hmm. program, and wasn't able to make it, but wanted me to share that there will be an inaugural Waukesha Blazers Memorial Tournament in honor of Jackson Sparks, and it will be played in July of this year. And there's a lot going on here. I can read it after the break, but I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, memorialize this young boy as well as promote youth baseball in our program, and hope we can tie, you know, Waukesha South into that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and they just okayed that they're naming a field after Jackson Sparks.
Yeah, right. So yeah, and that's and at William Oliver, which is a great venue already. So that's gonna be very exciting. So. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we're going to go pay some more bills, but lots more to talk about with Waukesha South Athletic Director Dan Schreier. Do not go away. Lots to talk about. Stick around.